Good afternoon, it's your girl Erin Mowicks Rose from the Goddess Lounge podcast. And y'all, it's been a wonderful weekend. First and foremost, once again, happy beautiful Father's Day to all of the beautiful and wonderful fathers. I hope you guys enjoyed your weekend the way that we did. We went to brunch with our neighbors, the Greens, and it was beyond amazing. Everything was perfect. I have no complaints. It was such a blessing to see all of that love, strength, bonding, casual conversation over food and playfulness. I mean, I've really had a good time. So, shout out to my neighbors, the Greens, for doing the damn thing. And I cannot wait for the next one, okay? Before I hop into this episode, also, you guys, we are officially, we had a crazy weekend. It was Summer Solstice, Juneteenth, Father's Day. What? We had a solar eclipse, if I'm not mistaken. Listen, I don't know about y'all, but I definitely can say I made this weekend the best weekend it could possibly be. I am not going into the next season on some stagnant energy, on some stuck energy, on some unhealed energy. Healing is a process, and that's something I do diligently work at. And listen, really, this was definitely a weekend of releasing the old, embracing the new, learning, growing, embracing, accepting. And I really have no complaints. So once again, fathers, I hope you guys enjoyed your moment, your time. You are loved, you are appreciated, and you are needed. My beautiful black kings, we are definitely proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing and know that we are rooting for you to win. We want to see you win. We want to see you happy. Okay? So, with that being said, let's go ahead and hop into things. If you are not following me on social media, please be sure to do so. It is there you'll be able to book intuitive readings with me. It's there you'll be able to private message me to support your Black-owned small business. And it is also there we'll be able to exchange information and educate one another and communicate and, just kind of share perspectives and narratives. So be sure to do that at the Goddess Lounge podcast on both Twitter and Instagram. Also on Instagram and highlights, those of you interested in booking intuitive readings with me, that is where you would find that information. So often I'll post a flyer in my stories or in my news feed, but it is in my highlights under readings, and it is there you will see my prices with an explanation of what the readings are, along with specific, direct, and thorough detailed information on how to book, what my rules and policies are, and how I go about my booking. Any question you may have is on that. So please be sure to go there, okay? Now, y'all. We're going to hop into today's episode. First and foremost, I'm entirely grateful for this platform. It's amazing when you find your calling. It's amazing when you find, your thing. And I feel like beyond, readings and certain things dealing with spirituality, and educating, I feel strongly in my soul that conversation and language, words, writing, skills of oration, speaking is my thing. And with that being said, I just want to take a moment and show some gratitude to platforms that allow us to carry our voice out into the world. You really don't know what you got until it's gone, or you experience something you've never experienced. So I am extremely grateful to not just the Anchor platform, but Apple, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Google Cast, who is so many of it? It's so many platforms. I can't even think of all of them right now. My head's starting to spinning. But there's many, many, many platforms. And, for anyone to take a chunk of time out of their personal life and actually listen to what you have to say, whether they agree or not, is a blessing. Because people don't have to listen to you. People don't have to pay you attention. Their time is just as valuable as yours. So I just want to take a minute and just show some love and gratitude to that, because there was a time where you wouldn't even be able to get one of us on a radio, or us being able to speak freely about our beliefs and our opinions and what we've experienced, and even have anything to say, let alone be able to read or be educated and have something to say. So for that, I am definitely grateful, and I will continue to be grateful, period. So yeah, let's hop into today's episode, guys. Today's episode is about nurturing yourself. Okay. There are, unfortunately, a lot of us who have daddy issues or mommy issues. There are a lot of us who have been brought on early, as you know, like, and when I say brought on early to adulthood, brought on early to adulthood meaning that parents are raising us to be adults. So we do a lot in our youth. We're, taking care of siblings. We are maintaining the house. We are, not going roller skating because mom got to work a double shift and you got to babysit. We are not going to prom because, you got to work because you're saving for college. There's a lot of that happening. And in that, once those of us who've had similar stories like that become adults, we begin to be on the go. And what I mean on the go, it means we're working, we're trying to maintain a house, we're trying to achieve all these things. But in achieving all these things, we don't stop to say, hey, let me take care of me. Let me take a minute and just breathe and have a moment of stillness to myself and just breathe and just, figure out what I need. Because you can very easily get wrapped up in routine, and you can get so wrapped up in your routine, so wrapped up in the repetition of it all, that you forget to take care of you. Okay? All of us know somebody that's a workaholic that we got to remind to eat, or yo, make sure you take a nap before you go to that next job or that next shift, or make sure you take a break in between these orders. Make sure and we have to remind them, because truthfully, they'll be so in the zone and they'll be so on the go that what'll happen is they'll forget to tend to themselves. And that's not something we want to keep encouraging, you're no good to no one else if you're pouring from an empty cup. And at some point, we have to learn to stop doing that. And our people are good for that. I mean, we'll push a car with the gas on E, say, oh, it can make it. It still got a good half a mile in it, or it's still good. We'll wait to the next gas station, or we'll just get gas on the way back. Like, we are so good for that. Okay, we are so good for that. And that's something that definitely needs to change. There's power in rest and rejuvenation. There's power in nurturing yourself. And when I say nurture yourself, sometimes we need to be the mothers that we wish we had growing up. Sometimes, we need to be the example of love and compassion and affection and kindness. Sometimes we're put in a position to where we have to look in the mirror and say, hey, you are beautiful and you are intelligent and you can achieve anything it is you want to achieve as long as you put in the work. Okay, and you make sure you keep your hands clean and your head clean, and you make sure that your intention is pure and that this is specifically what it is you want for yourself. And know that I believe in you and that I trust you, and I know that you're going to do well in this. And listen to me, it's going to be curveballs. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to be moments where it feels like everything is coming against you. But even in that moment, you pull on the strength of the love that I have for you, and you make sure you know that you can and you will do this. Sometimes we have to look in the mirror and talk to ourselves like that. Because if, listen to me, if we sit around waiting to be nurtured and to be cared for by anyone outside of ourselves, what'll happen is some of us will be sitting there waiting for that forever. And you're sitting there waiting, going off of an expectation that you have, waiting. And guess what happens? You're just a lady in the wait, a gentleman in the wait. You're mad and you're bitter and You know what I'm saying? Carrying this heavy load, and you got a chip on your shoulder because nobody nurtured you, but you never tried to nurture yourself. And if you don't know how, that's okay. It simply starts with caring about yourself enough to listen to your body, listen to your heart, pay attention to your energy, doing that self-awareness. Don't let your ego get so big that you can't see when you need to handle you. We are notorious for overworking ourselves to prove ourselves, to achieve a mundane piece of paper just so that we can belong or take our family from one position to another. And while the journey of it all is amazing, we don't talk about how sometimes we put ourselves in positions to where we are exhausted, dehydrated, ended up in a hospital because we got migraines and we can't get rid of them and we don't know why we got it. And it's like, well, you're always worrying. You don't necessarily eat a proper diet. You're not resting the way you're supposed to. You don't drink enough water. And you don't take a moment to just breathe and exchange, the busy energy for some still one. We don't think about those things, and we don't think about the role that it plays. We say things like that, and we hear things like that. We deem it as, oh, I ain't got time for that. I sleep when I die. That's just some lazy energy. When the truth is, it's wisdom. It is wisdom. If you think about it, some of your best ideas come from naps, feeling rejuvenated. Those of you who've ever struggled with writer's block like I do, I know you know what I'm talking about. When you take a minute to leave something alone because you've been just driving yourself crazy trying to figure out this topic, trying to figure out this idea, trying to figure out that next move, trying to figure out, what's next, that you get upset, you get frustrated, you become overwhelmed, and you just say, you know what, I'm gonna walk away from it for a while. Let me just step back. And you either go do something else or you just chill and you relax and you get your mind off of it. You go take a nap or, you go for a long drive just to clear your head, or you go treat yourself out to dinner and hang out with some friends and have some fun. And then when you come back to it, what happens? You're rejuvenated. It's like you're in a cell phone. You have to get recharged. They put you on the charger, left you alone, and got some shit done and came back and was like, whoa, okay, now I can handle some stuff. Or now I can utilize this device. You can't pour from an empty cup. And a lot of us are doing that, and we are not realizing what we are doing to our bodies while doing that. And that's just from a nurturing aspect. We ain't gonna talk about some of the things we end up missing out on. I'm not really sure who this is for, but even when I pull, because I always try to pull and read, what it is I need to talk about to make sure everything's in alignment, and the nurture yourself card kept coming up even for me. And you have to nurture yourself. You have to nurture yourself. At some point, taking care of yourself becomes your responsibility. I apologize. I'm sorry that. Mom didn't tell you it was beautiful, and mom didn't hold you and help you feel safe and secure, or dad wasn't there. It is unfortunate. A lot of us have that story, unfortunately, but you are in charge of your own life now. You are in control. You are in the driver's seat. You can pick. You have free will. You can choose which route you want to take to obtain the things that you felt you deserved back then and make it happen for yourself. But utilize wisdom and know when to rest. Learn, you know what I'm saying? Know when to release. Learn when to leave something alone or let something go. Learn to embrace what's good for you and stop making excuses of why you want to entertain what's bad for you and then get mad when the results that you wanted didn't come out the way that you saw fit. We are totally and completely responsible for our entire well-being, from health, physically, and not just physically, but physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. This is all of our responsibility. And in order to be at your best self, you have to be in tune with yourself enough to know when something is working and when something isn't. You got to trust yourself. You got to trust your own intuition. You got to listen to your body. Listen to your mind. Listen to the feelings that you get. If you feel like you're overthinking, if you feel like you're reaching, as they would say, or you feel like you're reading too far into something, take a moment from it. Take a break. Fall back. That is something I thoroughly practice. Whether it be a friendship, a conversation, whether it be spirit communication and tell me I need to fall back from a situation, or people, I respect it and I try to listen to it, even when the thing I'm trying to get away from chases me, I fall back. And the way I fall back is I take time for myself. I like to spend more time with my kids or, be up under the hubby, and kind of, hey, let's go for a drive. Let's go do this. Or I'll go outside in my yard and just breathe. And, I try to do the nap thing, but when you have a 7 month old, I might as well say he's 8 months. He'll be 8 months tomorrow. We have an 8 month old, a 5 year old, and an 8 year old in the same house. Rest is hard to find, moms. I know y'all feel me. rest is hard to find, but I do find a moment of stillness. I do take a moment and I will like sit in my living room and just kind of breathe and just, okay. And then my back maybe will start hurting, or like I'll get a little dizzy and I'll realize, okay, I need to sit down somewhere for real. But I didn't know that's what I was feeling until I sat still. Okay. I am trying something a little different. And I am trying to add more things to my diet that will aid me in longevity and vitality. I have like commitment issues out of this world. It's something I'm also working on. And like I yo-yo diet really, really bad. Okay. I love every path I've tried. I think the only path I haven't tried is keto because I heard that it was dangerous for you. Matter of fact, I would love some more info on keto. I've been doing my own research, but I would love to talk to people who actually have experience in a keto diet. So if you guys can shoot me some information, you can send it via the Goddess Lounge podcast at gmail.com, or you can send it to aramokesrose@gmail.com. Send me some information, please. Help a girl out, cause I need to shed some of this baby weight and some of this full baby weight that I've gained. But I've done the vegan, I've done the vegetarian, I've done the pescatarian. I haven't done a fruitarian yet. Just because diabetes run in my family, and I'm not really sure how the natural sugars would do. I'm trying to watch out for that. I don't want to put myself in those shoes because those are shoes I don't think I would have the strength to walk in. But I've yo-yo dieted between all of that, and I'm still not finding what fits me. However, the diversity of it all is something that I found works a little bit better. I'm not gonna say it's fully the thing that works for me just yet, but like I can't put myself, like I can't label myself like that because one day I may want chicken and asparagus and some loaded potatoes, and then the next day I may want a whole meatless meal with nothing but veggies and avocado. Like it just changes. But that changes because I take the moment to sit down and pay attention to what my body needs. Like my body will tell me when I need more water. My body will tell me when I need to slow down. My ancestors will communicate with me when I need to distance myself from a conversation or an energy that a particular person or persons may be carrying that's not good for me. And pay attention to how you feel once you do that. Once you distance yourself from things and people that no longer serve you, and it can be It could be anything, guys. Like, it could be a friendship that you really loved and enjoyed, but the fact of the matter is you guys are on two totally different spiritual paths, and when y'all deal with each other, y'all become distracted and y'all don't accomplish nothing that y'all supposed to do in your personal lives because y'all too busy chatting it up. So you might have to fall back, and you can't worry if they take it personal or if they feel some kind of way and vice versa. They can't worry if you feel some kind of way or whatever. Everybody has something to do and everybody got to get it done. Some of us take the time where we supposed to be chilling and we socializing and wonder why we still drain when we get off the phone. Like, no, you're defeating the purpose. These are all things I have been learning since 2020 started. It's crazy. The other thing I want to talk about is you guys got to be careful who you welcome in your space. Listen, I have been told time and time again that I am too nice, and I swear every day I'm becoming less and less of that. You have to, people should never feel comfortable to come to your place where you're supposed to have peace. And emotionally dumped on you. People, you have to watch for disrespect. You have to watch for, people who you would verbally communicate, hey, I got a lot going on. I need some time to myself to do this and that. And then they still pop up at your house unannounced anyway and think that everything is gravy. At that point, you have to realize that you know what? You're not trustworthy. You're not respectful. I can't value you as a friend when you can't even respect my space, especially after I've already told you and hinted and even directly said, hey, I need time to deal with myself spiritually. And a person wants to keep coming and meddling and sitting there and disturbing energy and think you unaware of it. No, we don't do that. We don't do that. And those of us know, we already know what that is and what that is about. That's something you have to pay attention to. Another thing I want to go into because I've been seeing this as well, and it's really irking my last nerve. I'm gonna speak on it. Call it a rant. I really, don't care. Stop dealing with people you don't like. Stop dealing with people you don't like. Okay? For whatever reason it may be, you could be completely wrong about the person. However, if you know that you always have feelings that are not positive when you are done talking to a person, or you find yourself discussing or gossiping about a person afterwards, stop dealing with them. Because if they're gonna move you to go backwards and you feel some kind of way, I think the best thing to do would be to just leave that person where they're at and continue to do you. That's not to say you can't be an adult and be cordial, but it is to say to protect your peace, protect your energy, protect your space. Because some of y'all are bothered by people who ain't even bothered by y'all. And it's just you got your own shit going on. And instead of dealing with your own shit, you want to run to somebody else's house so that you ain't got to pay attention to your own shit. Whether that be via phone call, whether that be physically taking that trip to go see that person, it's time for us to take accountability and responsibility for our own shit. And we can't keep blaming our parents. We can't keep blaming that ex. We can't keep blaming that friend that you are no longer friends with. It is what it is. What happened, happened. Whether it's right or wrong, it's still our responsibility to process it and deal with it accordingly or not. Because, like I said, we all have free will and you can choose. But let me make it perfectly clear. Those who plan to deal with Aramovix Rose must deal with their shit because I'm dealing with my shit. And as I grow and I evolve, I want the people around me to do the same. And we can't do that. We cannot do that if we are comfortable sitting in our chaos and in our bullshit. We cannot do that if we say we are evolving and we're trying to do this and then we're still socializing with people who are immature, who don't do nothing but make jokes all day and be on the internet all day and not really doing shit with their lives. We can't do that. That's not conducive to where we're trying to go. So with that being said, I challenge you guys upon journaling this week. Y'all know I'm going to forever push the journaling. And y'all, I'm going to make it easy real soon. I got y'all. But In all seriousness, upon journaling, please be sure to ask yourself, in what ways can I nurture myself? Am I friends with the people I'm friends with because we genuinely build a bond, or did we build a bond based off of something negative? What I mean by that is that a lot of us have day ones who should have been just that. And I'm gonna let y'all sit on that for a minute. And what I mean by that, excuse me while I rinse myself pacifier, I'm mommying and podcasting. What I mean by that is a lot of us have day ones who they were cool in the beginning and they reflected something we recognized. You know, we bond with people because we have something in common. Sometimes we build friendships off of things in common that we shouldn't have in common, unfortunately. You know, you've been, in an abusive relationship. I've been in an abusive relationship. But let's say one of us decides to go get therapy and grow through it, and we end up in a relationship and it's way better and it's nothing like, the last experience, but that other person did not heal. So they still have a negative view of it. They have a negative, something negative to say about it. Or, you're met with comments, well, whew, must be nice, or wish that was me. Well, don't nobody love me like that. No, we are not doing this. We are not doing that. That is not healthy for you because then you'll begin to feel guilty for being happy. And we are not doing that no more. I love y'all for real. Like, I believe everyone has a beautiful soul. I just believe that a lot of it has been tainted with bruises and, just heavy moments. And what happens is we hang on to those heavy moments so tight that we begin to poison ourselves after a while. Like, yes, that experience may have been the culprit, but what happens after? We don't have to tolerate that. I don't care if it's family. You can love and be there for your loved ones, but when they get on that negative shit, exit stage left. Protect your energy, protect your space. It is time for you to honor you. To look at you and decide what it is you want to change for you. Are you comfortable where you are now? Is this where you thought you would be? And if it is not, what can you do differently to get where it is you're trying to go? What can you do differently to obtain the success and achieve the goals that you said, nobody put this on you. You specifically said that you want it for yourself. So as you journal throughout the week, let's set the tone. I want you to dissect your circle. Look at your surroundings. Look at the things you're consuming. Not just food, y'all, but like movies, books, things that look at the things you're interested in and ask yourself, why am I interested in this? What is it about this that made me gravitate to that? Why am I comfortable here, but I'm always daydreaming about being, here? Some of y'all are literally sacrificing your happiness trying to be there for somebody who don't even want you there. And I'm not even talking about couples and relationships. I'm talking about, couples and relationships in that way. That's true to that too, but we already know that. That's common, unfortunately, as well. I'm talking about whether some of y'all are allowing y'all parents to hold y'all back, some of y'all are allowing y'all brothers and sisters and them not being able to get their shit together hold you back. Some of y'all are putting yourselves in a position and making yourselves an anchor and a crutch for other people's bullshit, and then wonder why you're so miserable. Nurture yourself, baby. You got to take care of you. You can't pour from an empty cup, and you got to utilize wisdom. If I see that I keep touching the stove, that I keep burning myself, why am I going to keep touching it? How many more times? You can have an I don't give a fuck attitude. But if you're going to be whining, crying, complaining to anybody who listens, sitting at home being miserable, not being conducive, if you're going to be professionally hating on everybody else's success, achievements, or lovey-dovey or good moments, then you need to really check yourself. Spend time with yourself. Figure out what it is you need to do to get your chakras in alignment, what it is you need to do to heal, to reclaim your power so that you can be the best that you can be at whatever it is you desire to be. And you really need to take care of yourself. We have to stop neglecting ourselves for other people's contentment. We have to stop being comfortable in our chaos. We have to stop being lazy about our ambitions. We have to stop saying, oh, I wish I had this, and I wish I was upon a star, and start listening to our spirit guides and our ancestors, and listening to the voice in our heads that's telling us, look, you know you need to get up, and you know you need to do what you need to do. You know that you need to go clean your room. And not be bothering this person and that person. You know you need to stop going to the bathroom 15,000 times to avoid doing what it is that you're supposed to do. It comes a time where you have to accept that you are your responsibility. My elders, I love y'all. Y'all draw me crazy sometimes. I'm not gonna lie. That's how I feel, but I love y'all. Because my elders in my life, they lit, y'all. My grandpa and grandma be, they listen, they still be trying to party, you know, here and there when they can and they feel up to it. They still could throw a good get together, you know, and things like that. But ultimately, you know, I tell my grandma all the time, it's okay for you to say no. You don't have to do this. You've just been conditioned to. And it's hard, you know, to accept that. But I've said it so much that she's actually starting to sit back and realize what I'm saying is true. Because it's all about how you're cultivated in your youth. Your first introduction to how you're supposed to handle things comes from what you see growing up. Not just what you experience, more so what you observe. Because as children, we're more of a do what we see basis, what we are told type of thing. You know why? Because it's easy to emulate and imitate versus remember or process information. Majority of people are visual learners. So I say this to you. I'm not sitting up here sharing my experience and my journeys to make anyone feel bad at all. I am sitting up here sharing my experience and my journeys because guess what I do when things ain't okay? When I have my moments and I'm not choosing me and I'm not honoring myself the way I should be, sometimes I have to go back and listen to what I told y'all to do. Transparency. I'm gonna always keep it real. Sometimes I have days where the world could feel so heavy that I don't even want to move out of bed. But I have to because I decided to have children. I decided that I wanted to be married. I decided that I don't want my kids to grow up and, you know, feel like that is how they should handle things. So I got to get out of bed and I got to take a shower and get dressed and be happy and show them that even though I'm hurting, and yes, you saw me cry, you also saw me wipe my face. You also saw me shower and put on clothes and smile at myself in the mirror and say those affirmations and keep it pushing. Because the little ones are watching. And those of you without kids, if you are around kids, if you are TT, if you are godmama, if you are the neighbor next door that don't have any kids, but your kids were for some reason always watching that person, they watching. And they learn from everything they see and everything around them. So yes, it does take a village. Yes, we are a community. Yes, our energy and how we react to one another matters. We have to care. Because it all goes hand in hand when it's all said and done. I'm teaching my children to be decent people. You are going to have manners. You are going to be respectful. But you are also going to know when a situation is not good for you and know how to walk away with class and maintain your dignity. You're going to make sure you remain in good character. And if they want to act a fool, let them act a fool by themselves. Y'all ever watched a fool argue with himself? It's very, very interesting. It's almost like, wow, you really still going, and I've been done with the conversation. You ever been guilty of it? I have. Listen, we're going to keep it real. This is what this is about. How can we heal if we cannot accept and acknowledge? Self-acceptance and acknowledging when there's a problem is the first step. All of this goes into nurturing yourself. All of this goes into taking a moment and breathing and realizing when the problem is from outside forces or when the problem is you. You can most definitely be your own obstacle. I have a few people in my life who are beautiful individuals, but they are so unhappy. And I know that it's because they won't see where they are the problem. And I hate that I see it because, you know, one of them, they're an elder, and I respect my elders. I really do, but I will never not tell you you not wrong. I'm going to be as honest with you as I would be with my best friend. I'm going to be as honest with you as I would be with my mother. Listen, it is what it is. Because just because I don't say it don't mean the energy not there. So if the energy is going to be there and be that thick, I might as well say it and get it over with. It's so many people in the world that are that are seriously stalking your Facebook, your social media, making multiple accounts, one to talk shit on so they don't feel judged, one to promote whatever they're promoting, and then one to sit up there and just to be there. It's like, why? In all seriousness, there's people using those things to watch your page just to have something to say because they want to have a problem with you. Because they would rather have an issue with you than to accept that you actually a good individual with a good head on your shoulders who is solely focused on making a better living condition, a better environment, a better atmosphere, a better world, hell, for your children. There are people who are watching, waiting for you to fail, hoping a scandal come out, hoping that your reputation is tarnished. There's somebody right now while you're listening to this podcast gossiping about you. Guess what? Leave them where they're at. Misery loves company. And there are quite a few individuals right now in your life drowning in their own misery. They're drinking poison from their own cup. They're pouring it, they're drinking it. Because that's all they want to focus on. You should never be so focused on another individual that you don't handle your business. You should never be so focused on another person's opinion of you that you don't handle your business. If you want to move and you want to relocate because you want a better life for you and your children and your fiance, God bless with this opportunity, go. Everybody's grown. Go. You got to do what's best for you and your children. There's too many forms of transportation for us to keep utilizing that as an excuse. Because the truth of the matter is we say we don't want to do this because this person's here and that person is here and we want to at least wait to. No, do it now. Because then you might wait till that happen and you might wait till whatever transition occurs that needs to occur and then still be sitting here stuck. Because in the moment when you were supposed to strike while it was hot, you didn't. And then whose fault is that? The people that you're waiting on are going to be sitting here doing the same shit they've been doing over and over and over again. And I want to leave y'all with this. And then I'm definitely going to, take me some me time today. In fact, this week I will not be booking any readings. I'm going to take me some me time this week. The kids are out of school, so I'm going to enjoy this week, get my house in order, move some things around, feng shui it up, and see if I can paint my dining room. I've been really wanting to paint my dining room, y'all. I'm going to take me some me time because that's important. And as I talk to y'all, as always, I always apply the same things I'm saying to myself. Okay. At some point, you have to live for you. You cannot shape your life around another being, not even your children. I'm explaining to you why. Keep in mind, I am a mother of more than one child at that. You will get lost in your kids, in your marriage, in your situation, and be so far gone that by the time you look up, they're going to be grown with their own families and their own, their own kids. And their kids are going to have their own schedules because they're going to have their own activities. Wife may be an entrepreneur, husband may travel with a job. And it's almost like, how dare you get upset with them for living life? How dare you sit up there and be mad because they're doing exactly what you may have encouraged them to do, raised them to do, if you're a parent. If you're a friend, you're mad because they're on some grown shit and they don't want to do the shit that you're doing anymore. Independence is important. Some of you can't grow up because you won't leave your mama's house. And not because you can't, because you won't. And then you use their health or their age as an excuse. Do you know how insulting that is? No, my dear. No. Because guess what? I guarantee you, most of our moms have seen what is the movie? It's Angela Bassett and Taye Diggs. What is it? I forgot the title, but it's How Something Got Groove Back. I can't remember. See, y'all, I'm telling my age and everything. How Stella Got Her Groove Back. That is the name of the movie. How Stella Got Her Groove Back. Some of y'all mamas is trying to get it in, okay? Some of y'all mamas is trying to live their best life and travel. Some of your moms want their own nonprofit organization. Some of them want to, rent out rooms, make some extra money, and you are holding up the process. Listen, woman up, man up, get your shit together and get out of her house. Get your own. Know what it's like to be alone and be comfortable with that so that you would never have a problem retreating into yourself and dealing with you when it is necessary. Let's stop using family members and friends as crutches. We have to stop using each other. Now, a lot of us are enabling a lot of bullshit. And for what? Then to turn around and complain about the result of being an enabler? But if you nurtured yourself, if you loved yourself enough and cared about yourself enough to say, you know what, let me stop. Let me stop being everything for everybody. Let me stop trying to fix everybody. Let me just take some time for me and see what I need. Let me love on me. Let me take myself out to dinner and book myself a massage. Let me go by the water after that and journal and really look and write out what my positive traits are and what I feel my negative traits are, and then come up with a plan on how to take care of it and make myself a 6-month plan on how I'm gonna do so. Let me book that appointment with that therapist so I could deal with that abuse that I endured when I was 5 years old, when I was 12 years old. Let me sit up there and do research on an LLC so I can get this business going and do so legally and do it right. Now, don't be trying to do a bunch of shit during retrograde. Let me enter that in there. So I don't want nobody to hear this and run off and pick the wrong timing. Nurturing yourself and sitting with yourself, it also tells you when the time is right. That's why you have to take that time. Meditating is so important. I strongly believe we all have everything we need possible to be whatever it is we want to be in this lifetime. But I do believe that wisdom, hard work, and a strong prayer life and a strong relationship with your ancestors play a major, major role. I don't care if you're saying mantras, affirmations. I don't care if you're praying to God, if you're praying to Allah, if you're praying to Buddha. I don't care if you're worshiping the Orishas, the Loas, whatever your method of faith, whatever your method of relationship, whatever way of life that you choose to live spiritually, that is your foundation. And if you are not taking time to even sit still with yourself, I can only imagine this foundation and its unstableness. Prioritize what's important that's going to help you get to the ultimate result of what it is you want. You're not just nurturing yourself. You're nurturing your ideas. You're nurturing, you know what I'm saying, your feelings, your emotions. You're nurturing, you know, your perspective. You're caring about you. And you are never wrong for caring about you and putting you first. To my elders, listen, I need y'all to stop acting like life is over. Yes, the kids grown up. Yes, they grown. They got their own lives. Okay, you know, we can't stop and do all the things we used to do. But the reality is, we are all borrowed. My children are borrowed. And when they grow up, they're going to have their own path and their own destiny, their own purpose. And I just want them to have values. I want them to have character, a good character. I want them to be able to make solid decisions and have faith in the decisions they're making. I don't want them to have to call me for reassurance, but I'm going to be there and pick up if they need it, if they need it. I want them to be able to trust themselves and trust what they've been taught so much that I ain't got to call my mama. I already know what my mama was saying. My mama would say, did you pray about it? Did you meditate on it? Well, what feelings did you get when you heard about the opportunity? And do you think it's beneficial to you? I'm not going to make it about me. It's going to be all about them. And that's important as parents. Let's work on that. Parents, stop making your kids feel guilty for doing what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to grow up. They're supposed to take care of their families. They're supposed to prioritize their households first. You get more bees with honey than you do vinegar. What do you want your dash to represent? What do you want your obituary to say? What is the legacy you're trying to leave behind? Some of y'all elders, man, y'all really get up under my skin the most. And the reason why is because your legacy, your stories, your testimonies are so needed. And I love hearing the stories and getting the wisdom and pearls, but I don't like the lack of transparency. There is a huge lack of transparency in this generation gap. I find that my generation and younger are more upfront and real about what it is they're talking about and what they got to say versus elders. What do you mean? Because when scandals come out, who do it mostly be? It'd be 20 years later, you find out Senator so-and-so did ABCDE. If you own your shit and you share, look, at this age, I was doing this and I feel like I should have made this decision, but let me tell you what I learned from it. That right there will make a young person sit there and listen to you for hours. But if you smiling and I just want to do this and just acting and giving out this fake love and this fake energy and this fake care, baby, you're going to grow up to be bitter, alone, and lonely. And no one's going to want to be around you because you can't even be selfless. You can't even understand that the season that you're still stuck on has passed. And now you're in a season where you get to live out the rest of your life the way you want to live it without the responsibility of taking care of your children every day. You can call. You can communicate. You can do family trips. You can have a soulful Sunday at your house. And catch up and actually have something interesting to talk about. Because nobody wants to talk to a person they ain't never got nothing positive to say. Some people get tired of that. Nurture yourself. Nurturing yourself does not have an age limit. Nurturing yourself does not have an age limit. Some of y'all are repeating the same behaviors you swear your parents did, and you done forgot how it used to make you feel. Don't even realize that you are becoming the very thing you despise the most. You could push journaling. You could try to pray for people. You could try to preach to people. You could try to do everything in the world. But at the end of the day, where it counts, if you are not looking in that mirror, looking at you in full transparency, if you are not sitting there and realizing where you could be a blessing or a lesson, that's a problem. If you are more concerned and on that phone and having something to say about everybody and their mama, not realizing that you really the person that ain't shit and you really the person that needs to work on yourself, you're a part of the problem. To my spiritualists, our community is probably the most judgmental community. Why so? Because a lot of y'all are self-proclaimed leaders and doing all these things, opening all these businesses, doing all this stuff, and y'all don't even know how to release and let go of shit yet. How are you going to do financial work for me? And you in debt. How are you going to sit up there and tell me how to love myself, but you're still struggling with low self-esteem? The difference is, it's one thing to share your journey so that you can point out and utilize it as an example of where work is needed. And share that with people so that they don't make the same mistake that you did. And so that they could be better and hurt less, because you know what it's like to hurt like that. So you don't want them to have to endure that if they don't have to. That's what I'm doing. But when you are going live and doing free readings for a bunch of people, and you are, sporadically, you know, seeming like you want to be a blessing and was thinking about somebody and dropping off stuff and just doing a bunch of little things that have no value because the feelings behind it are artificial. And you wonder why you can't find love. And you wonder why you can't find real friendship. And you wonder why nobody is picking up the phone and calling you. And you wonder why you're not invited. And you wonder why you're just stagnant and a bunch of whys, when it could be, this is what it is. Love is probably one of the most highest frequencies you can operate from. And love is not something you can fake, you can imitate. Love is something that is so raw and so unfiltered that sometimes it will cause you to slip up and deal with some things you ain't supposed to be dealing with. And that's okay, because it lets you know where you need nurturing. The things we go through will show us where we need improvement, where we need to grow, where we need to heal. Nurturing yourself is reinventing yourself to be the person you know you should be. Nurturing yourself is saying, hey, I looked at myself and I realized that there's a lot of self-correction I need to make. So when y'all journal this week, get real with yourself. Be transparent. Be the change you want to see. Love on yourself. And you can sit there talk on the phone about what another couple is doing, what another married couple is doing. If you can sit on the phone and criticize what Tisha had on last week, TT did, a month ago, and you had a problem with it, ask yourself, everything I'm sitting up here talking about, do it got anything to do with me? How is it affecting my life and my household? And why am I so bothered by it? Because in all that time you had that conversation, that LLC could have been applied for. All that time you had that conversation, you could have had a great therapy session. All that time you sit up there talking about all of these things that don't matter, because half of the shit you talking about ain't got nothing to do with you. You could have been traveling. You could have been on vacation. You could have been getting a foot rub. You could have been planning a proper protest. You could have been sitting up there praying for the justice and peace in the world for our community. There's so many other things that need to be done that you could be doing. You could be cleaning your house. You could be reorganizing. You could be redecorating. You could be applying for that dream job. You could be studying. You could be working on that car that's been sitting there for a long time. Your time is valuable. Use it wisely. Love yourself enough to nurture yourself and sit with yourself and look at yourself and see yourself for what it is, so that you can dissect and you can decide what needs to improve and what doesn't, what you're okay with and what you're not. And keep in mind, what you're okay with might be cool for you, but it may not resonate with everybody else. You are going to lose people on the way up, family included. It's just the way of life. But you could be respectful, you could be kind, and you could create an environment that is a judge-free zone. That way you always got room to grow and learn and accept. Love on yourselves. Teach yourself the things you want to know. YouTube is free. Come on. Be the you that you know you want to be. And the minute you start working on that and doing that, you will soon realize that there is no need for hate, jealousy, envy. There is no need for any of those emotions, because you took the attention off of the people you're watching and made the attention about you. Nurture yourself. Love yourself. Take care of yourself. Make yourself a priority. And just watch what happens. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all for listening. If this episode offended anyone, you know what? I love you anyway. Go pray about it. It is what it is. Much peace, love to you guys. I hope that some of you found clarity this episode. And I hope that this did ruffle a few feathers. I hope it lit your fire to make you want better for you, so that you won't be bothered by something like this. Because when it's all said and done, we all got to transition someday. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to transition from where I am now. I would love to transition from where I'm trying to be. That way, I'm leaving the legacy I want to leave for my kids and for anyone else that look at me as an example. Period. Peace, love, light, and clarity to you all. And you guys have a great week. Don't forget to journal. It's everything. Bye.